everybody, and welcome to Pete's Lutheran Church. A special welcome this morning for, I bet you can't guess, Pastor Lucky, who is probably joining us right now online from San Jose, California. So everybody be on your best behavior. Before I introduce Pastor Miller, we have just a couple of announcements. As most of you know, Pastor Lucky and Alicia are in San Jose, California. The kids are staying with their auntie here in Corvallis, so nothing to worry about. It's just the two lovebirds traveling together. Pastor is officially officiating a wedding for a friend and will return tomorrow. Anything else for the rest of today, call myself or one of the other elders. And Pastor will be back tomorrow. A couple of things coming up. Peace Baseball Night at the Knights is this Tuesday, the 26th. All the tickets have been spoken for. If you claim one of the 30 tickets, Pastor will have your tickets and will be standing outside the front gates at 6:15 as long as he doesn't get that offer. Okay. If I get there quick, why are you? Game time, by the way, is 6:35. We peaceful will all be sitting together.
Peaceful.
Mark your calendar for Wednesday, August 4th at 7:30 also. That's this week after the outdoor service, which is next Sunday. August 4th at 7:30, John Cowles, many of you remember him, been here a couple of times, from NAPSA. I'm coming back to share a presentation, and then we will stargaze. I know there are games and food and all kinds of stuff. By the way, I think we're having pie, right, Bert? We're having pie. Oh, that's my ticket right there, I'll be there for sure. Let's see. I'm told that John will be explaining some of those amazing images that many of us have seen coming from the James Webb Space Telescope that was launched just last Christmas 2021. So that'll be August 4th at 7:30. Next Sunday, speaking of next Sunday, our service will be outside on the patio. Beginning at 9:30 a.m. And until we hear a correction, that's correct. A lot of times I know the outdoor services are at 10, but in Pastor's email, it was 9:30 a.m. So that's what time we're planning for. Yes? What's that? Sunday school at 8:30, to my understanding. Yeah. Okay, so by the way, I did check the weather report. It's probably a little late out for it, but they're usually pretty accurate. At 9:30 a.m. next Sunday, it will be 65 degrees, sunny, with a 4-mile-per-hour breeze. So we'll take that. I mean, if that's what it is, that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. So now I'd like to introduce Pastor Paul Dellinger. You might remember Pastor D leading us back on March 13th of this year.
I was trying to remember when it was that I was last here. I thought it was in the spring sometime.
Sunday the 13th, which is lucky as opposed to
better than Friday the 13th. Right. Good.
Pastor Dellinger has pastored churches in Florida and Georgia, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Monmouth, Oregon.
Monmouth.
Right. He has also worked closely with charitable organizations Food for the Poor, and currently lives in Monmouth with his wife Susan. Pastor Dellinger was also a close friend of Louise Leslie, who many of you know. And for the rest of it, I'll let you.
Well, actually, my wife Susan in the orange dress there knew Louise when Susan was just confirmed.
I recognized her this morning in Bible class.
Okay. When she was confirmed, her uncle, Walter Boss, was pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Salem, and Susan escorted her grandmother on the train from Cleveland to Portland and spent a couple weeks here, month, I don't know how long you were here, and met Louise, who was a DCE intern at that time, about 18 years old or something like that. So then when we moved back to Oregon in 2006, Susan and Louise and her husband, we got reacquainted with both of them. I can't remember her husband's name. So it's good to be here again, and we'll be following the order of service from the bulletin. In our prayers, I would like to have a special prayer. Some of you may remember Pastor Ray Weechen, who was pastor of Zion Lutheran Church in Corvallis a number of years ago. And this past week, he died of COVID complications. So we'll keep his wife, Judy, in our prayers. They both got COVID. Judy had a mild case like a head cold. And Pastor Ray was hospitalized, was on a ventilator, came home, and then had a heart attack from that. So we'll keep his family in our prayers. There's one question I do not know the answer to, so I'm just going to say, we'll begin with the opening hymn, "This is the Day the Lord Hath Made." Do you stand or sit for that opening hymn here? Do what you normally do, and I'll follow suit. God be with you. Come, let us worship the Lord.